I speak this morning in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning. During this season of stewardship, we are focused on our mission of changing lives and sharing Christ. And not just the mission, but the impact of that mission. What impact does that have in the lives of people? And as I think about our impact, I can think of no greater impact than offering the peace of God that is found in Jesus Christ. And a peace that transcends the changes and chances of our chaotic world. If you do not know that peace, you ought to. The Apostle Paul, speaking from prison, offers these words of encouragement to the church at Philippi. He says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Do not worry about anything. Is that possible? There's so much to worry about. Just turn on the TV. We have our health to worry about. We have our jobs to worry about. We have our children, our world. There is so much to worry about. How could Paul be saying these words from a prison cell? A place where no doubt he was tortured and submitted to abuse and the threat of death on a daily basis. Not worrying, it was not something that came natural to Paul. It's something that he learned over time and began to experience. And it's something that the gospel offers us as a hope, as an impact of our relationship with Jesus Christ. We can experience that peace in our own lives. Now, when the Bible talks about changed lives, it's not talking about something that we can muster on our own, but rather it's a supernatural transformation. This peace of God is a peace that surpasses all worldly understanding, because it's something that doesn't come from this world. It comes from beyond this world. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. This peace is not merely the absence of fear, but rather the presence of something more in our lives. It's not about choosing not to think about the negative things in our lives, not focusing on the troubles in our lives, but rather living into a new power, a new presence, and a new promise that comes from beyond this world. And the Christian peace that is offered in Christ is not a peace that says that we don't have troubles. It's a peace that is grounded, rather, in a God that is unshakable, a God that is almighty, that even in the midst of our troubles, Jesus says, "In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Especially in the midst of our troubles, we're called to remember the living Lord Jesus, the God who has overcome the world and who is working out all things for good for those who love him. There is a secret to having this peace. And Paul says that we get this peace by loving God above everything else, by remembering who he is and what he has done. When we focus on Jesus and we focus on those things that are true and honorable and just and pure and commendable, there is the peace of God. When we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Him, it's a discipline. It's a discipline of our heart and our mind. Because when we set our heart and our mind on the things that are not of God, but of this world, then we will find that there is no peace. But if your greatest love is this unchanging, almighty God, no matter what your circumstances are, your peace can never be taken away. When I think about the mission of our church, of changing lives and sharing Christ, and I think about the most significant impact that we have as people of the gospel on the lives of others, I think about this blessing of peace. I think about the gift of peace that comes from knowing Christ. I think it's the most precious gift that we have to offer for our children and for the world around us. And as we've done during this sermon time, I've invited vestry members to come forward and to share with us a little bit of their experience of our mission and the impact that it has had. And today I'd like to ask Jack Cram if he would come forward. And let's see, is there anybody else that's on deck for today? I think maybe just Jack. Thank you. Thank you, Jack. You speak right into that.
Thank you. If somebody told me 15 years ago I'd been standing up here in the church, I'd say, you're out of your mind.
Speak into that mic. Speak right into it.
Anyway, if you noticed in your folder when you came in, there was that yellow insert of various outreach programs of the church. And one of the programs that I became involved with is called Mission Immersion. Actually, John and Lynette Navarre were the ones who talked me into volunteering at Mission Mercy about 5 or 6 years ago. Mission Mercy is a charitable institution which gives health care to the needy. You notice I say needy and not necessarily the indigent. If you live in New East County and you're indigent, you'll qualify for Care Act Memorial, the clinic service. But if you are working and you make a certain amount of money, well, then you don't qualify for that. And that's where Mission Mercy comes in. The two common denominators that the patients have at Mission Mercy are, number one, they're interested in their health care, and number two, they don't have health insurance. They either work for small businesses that don't offer it, or they're self-employed, or they just can't afford it. And that's where Mission Mercy comes in. We're able to take care of the patients. They can offer several services, such as laboratory, x-ray services, various types of classes, diabetic classes. They even have preventive care for women, mammograms, and pap studies. The patients, the biggest benefit they get from Mission Mercy is that they can buy their medication at a reasonable cost. The average patient can probably buy his medicines for, say, $4 to $5 a month, or $10 to $12 for 3 months. And if you take much medicine, you'll realize what a good deal that is. It's really been a great experience for me. These patients are among the most grateful, thankful patients I've ever seen. If you're talking about changing lives, well, that's what this program does. And it certainly had an effect on me. I felt very almost pleased to be able to be associated with Mission Mercy. The volunteers, the most upbeat, energetic people that I had worked with. Several of them are from this church, right? Actually one out there right now, Oscar Garcia. see him. He's been down there the whole time I've been there. But anyway, it's been a great experience. It's not only changed their lives, but it's changed mine.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Thanks for sharing with us. And that is what it is about. It's about perpetuating the gospel through changing lives and sharing Christ. When we do that, that is the way we experience the gospel, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of others. I know that each one of you has your own impact story to tell and your own gift to share. And it is only in sharing that gift that you fully experience the life of Christ that is within you. And that is our mission, like Paul's, to know Christ more and more and to experience that peace which passes all understanding in the power of his resurrection more and more in our lives and in the lives of others. Amen.